Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show this Friday, May 3rd, 2024. And we got the advocate, the author, Elizabeth Brown in the building.
Yes, sir. What it do?
Hey, look, it's Friday.
It is.
It's been a long week.
It's beautiful outside. It has been a long week.
You know, and look, it's nice outside, so don't forget to get out there and hug a tree.
You already know that's where I'm going.
Bruh.
Get grounded, get barefooted, hey, and hug a tree and give gratitude. No doubt. I'm definitely doing that today.
Look, I'm telling y'all, I'm trying to get used to this stuff. Elizabeth Brown coming in with the herbs. Elizabeth Brown coming in with the nature
that
ideas.
Part, all that, you know.
I ain't gonna tell them about the time that you had me out there on the
lake hugging the tree.
No, not that.
What?
When we had the lines, we had to walk on the line.
Yeah. I had him, you know, I had to take Tory Lowe out in nature because again,
what was that event?
He was saving people.
What,
you know,
what was that when we had to hold on to the thing and go and slide across the line, zip lining,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My goodness.
But it was a activity though. Like again, it have you think it's about your agility, your ability to go through these different mazes.
Way up in the air.
Way up in the air, yeah.
On the trees.
In the woods. Yeah.
Crazy. I got through it. I got through it.
Hey, Tory was praying like
hey. I got through it. Hey, look, I'm telling you, this wasn't football practice.
Hey, but you had to use your eye
right.
And hand coordination. You know what I'm saying? Like I had Tory. See, I be getting Tory Lowe out of his natural mindset of trying to go somewhere else. See, he couldn't even pick up his phone then. Like he had to leave his phone on the picnic table
because it would have dropped. It would have dropped because I was trying to hold on to the zip line.
You was
trying,
holding on to your life. Dang. Don't even get me to lying. I'm going to have to look it up.
It was like an obstacle course.
It's an obstacle
course.
Where
you have to go across these lines.
You have to complete different levels.
Things on there. It was some skill that you had to apply to get through the obstacle. And I'm going to tell you right now, that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. After that,
we're going back this year.
I'm done.
No, we're going back this year. And we're going to jump out of a plane.
Let me make sure I update my will. You know what I mean? Let me make sure the will updated.
Truth Nation, the whole time, hey. Tory like, hey, Liz, you know, I got to make sure my will's straight. I got to make sure.
Because accidents do happen. And I watched enough things to know that.
You covered, though, okay?
I'm covered.
You covered.
But if I hit the ground, I'll be covered in the blood.
You're not going to hit the ground. Like
I know. I mean,
the most request, the advocate. Like,
I can put it together. Now, I try to act like.
Saying?
I always act less because then people don't
you
expect
get more,
the outcome. Yeah. They don't expect the powerful outcome.
See, I have to get Tory Lowe out of his element. That's what happens.
What? Hey, look, I appreciate that. Yeah,
for real. I appreciate you
never
for trusting me.
Yeah,
you know
I wouldn't have never went.
I know you wouldn't have. He went out there, he had his...
Hey. I'm glad it was you, Tori, and not me.
Yeah,
he
right.
had his Jeezy on. You next.
Huh?
You next. I already got you hugging trees. You next. We're going to do a group thing.
Something happened to your mic. I don't know what happened.
Hey.
Hey, DJ Brother the Z, I'm planning a... The sound bowl. We're going to do it at the lake. Like, we're going to meditate and do all that. So, you down with that?
Yeah, I got a DJ that day.
Hey, look. But I got a question for Truth Nation. You know, Truth Nation, I got to ask this question. Because we got the Walk Against Violence that's coming up. Yes. We got the Walk Against Violence that's coming up. And when we start the registration, I want 1,000 people out there for the walk.
Yes.
I want this walk to be citywide. You know, so we got the Walk Against Violence. That's going to be one of our call to actions. You know, this will be the second Walk Against Violence.
Yes.
But I want to make sure that we have this conversation, because when I'm out here in the community dealing with senseless violence,
yeah,
I run into situations where I have to somewhat scratch my head a little bit.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I have to just kind of talk about to educate, because sometimes everybody is not out here fighting in that deep of advocacy.
Yeah, you're correct.
So I'm going to bring this to the airwaves, and I need y'all to really think about what I'm asking. You know, don't take it light, because I see this all the time. I just wonder what Truth Nation, what the answer, I want your answer.
Right.
And the question of the day is, if your loved one or family member commits a crime, are you going to call the police?
Mm-hmm.
B, help them and try to get out the situation.
Mm.
You know.
Aid in the bed.
Yeah, you know, hey, this is my loved one. This is my family member. I'm going to try to, even though they committed this crime, I'm going to try to help them.
Mm.
Or C, you ain't even opening the door. You just don't want nothing to do with it. You ain't going to call the police. You ain't going to help them. Just don't come by my house.
Mm.
You know, that's neutral. You ain't trying to get involved.
Mm.
You going to mess my day up if you come over here, boy. You better get away from me. A, B, and C, I want to know, if your loved one commits a crime.
A crime. And that could be any crime.
It could be any crime.
Any crime.
It could be, you know, crime. You know, doing something. It could harm somebody. It could not.
Mm-hmm.
Just crime, period. It could be extreme. It could be not extreme.
Right.
Are you going to
A, petty crime.
A, call the police. B, help them out.
Help them out. Aid in the bed.
Or C, don't come by my house.
You know better.
I don't even want to know.
Right.
You know
better.
How y'all get down, but we go open up the lines. 833-212-1017. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
You know, some of y'all might run into this situation over the weekend.
All facts.
833.
We're dealing with it right now.
212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. And if you want to watch us live and see the lovely Elizabeth Brown.
Hey, handsome Tory Lowe.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Join us. And don't forget to subscribe.
Don't forget
Sometimes
to subscribe.
Sometimes we got people that's looking, but they ain't subscribing. Look,
a
run
whole
them
lot
numbers
of looking.
Up. Run the subscriptions up and tell your families to join Truth Nation.
Yes.
Today. Okay? But we're going to head to the lines. Millicent, you're on a new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hi. If it's my child, I'm calling the police. If it's just a family member, I'm going to be neutral. Don't come around me, because I'm going to call the police if you do. I'm ride and I'm going to tell.
So you said that if it's your child, you're going to call the police.
I'm calling the police.
Hey.
Yes.
And so if it's...
Yeah, because I...
Go right ahead.
I know a girl whose son, that night, they came to her house to execute a warrant for her son, and she hit him. That was on a Friday. That Sunday night, he got killed.
Oh, wow.
He got executed. And that was a good... And I even told her later, you should have let him go to jail. He'd still be alive.
Ooh.
True.
Mm-hmm. Tried to protect him.
And I know that's hard, but that's true.
It did.
But she had to know. That was why he was dead, because you didn't let them take him to jail. Should have went to jail. He'd be all right.
He'll still be alive.
And that's the flip side.
I'm telling. Yeah. I'm going to tell. All my kids will tell you, if they got in trouble, don't call my mama, because she calling and telling them what's wrong.
Hey, look, I appreciate
at least
it.
At least they know.
These are real situations.
He's
I'm
real.
Trying to tell you. I see it all the time.
I talk to my daughter and my nieces and nephews, too.
We're going to head to the lines. Norm, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing?
How you doing, brother Norm?
All right, all right. I got a quick thing about NPS. You know, one thing they do, okay, say Tori, say if I was buying your house, right,
mm-hmm.
and something wrong with your furnace where it's just a little knob somewhere that you didn't tell nobody about. So now I go get a contractor, and the contractor might take 3 or 4 hours when you could have said, oh, no, it's just a little switch right there. So I'm out of, you know, a couple, you know what I'm saying, I'm out of some money. And that's what NPS do. They got 200 sites. And instead of walking somebody around when the guy getting ready to retire, they just let the guy leave with all that knowledge. And then somebody else come in, they don't know what this guy, you know, he didn't share. They should let people walk with this for about 3 months and get some of that knowledge back. Mm. Because that costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And these furnaces, they got 250 buildings, man. That's a way to save a lot of money right there. And they do it with the teachers, the principals. They just put a new person in there like raw meat.
Oh, they milking the clock.
It's right or wrong. And it ain't just NPS. A lot of cities do that.
Yeah.
Posey is a real sharp guy, but I don't know with his new title, I don't know what that enhanced, but he's a real sharp guy. But yeah, man, that's a way to save money too. Get somebody to walk that person, deal with that person for a couple of months to get a little of that knowledge.
Mm. Okay. All right. Hey, look, and you can't go wrong with the wisdom.
All facts. But, matter of fact, if Keith Posey, if you listen to, he just told you.
Yeah.
That's a tip.
Yeah, it is. That was for Keith. Hey, look, the question of the day is, if your loved one or family member commits a crime, are you A, going to call the police? B, look, I'm going to help you out. You know what I mean? I'm going to hide you.
I'm going to try
to help you out, you know. I don't want you to go to jail. I don't want you to get caught. Or C, don't come by my house now. I don't want to know.
Don't get me involved.
I don't want to be involved.
If I don't know nothing, I can't say nothing.
We go ahead to the lines. Rob, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Yeah, hey, man. I hope y'all doing well there. I hope y'all having a glorious day. I am. But I want to say my son, you know, if it's him, I'm going to help him by getting him a lawyer, but I'm also calling the police. Get the police involved because he committed a crime. You know, I did that already. He was involved in an accident. He drove away from the scene.
Oh, wow.
And I took him to the police station.
Come on,
and said he was involved. And because that teach him that you got to know right from wrong, you was wrong, and I don't want nothing to come back on him later in his life. This was when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
So it prevented him from getting in trouble later. But anyway, if it's a family member, don't come around me because I don't want to know, because I don't want to be involved in it. But if you come around me, I'm going to do my due diligence. And, hey, if it's serious or not, you know, I'm going to have to let the authorities know, because you came around me, that's going to say I'm already involved. You know what I mean? But you come around me.
Guilty by association. You know,
but my son.
Oh, yeah.
My son, is my duty to protect him at all costs. If he do something wrong, I'm going to get a lawyer up and get him the best protection, but I'm going to let him know that you can't be going around committing crimes because you was wrong, you know what I mean?
Hey, salute, King.
You know, like I said, I told my son, look, if you do anything out here to embarrass the family,
come on,
we ain't going to be on no good terms.
At all.
We not going to be on no good terms.
At all.
But if you out here working to try to do something and something happen, I'm going to make sure I try to, you know, get you the right resources.
All
right,
facts.
I got you.
If you're righteous.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got some talk to text. We got some people in the chat. We got people on the lines. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do when Sheriff John Brown come for you? Tell me what you wanna do, what you gonna do?
What a wise, having the truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Elizabeth Brown in studio this Friday, Truth Nation, today is the day. We have been entering in fans to the Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And today, we finally pick our one call that's all $5,000 giveaway winner. So be sure to tune into the show from 1 to 4 so you do not miss your call. Because if you do, we'll move on to the next person. Hey, look, that's why I say be tapped into the show.
Be tapped all the way in.
Today we will find our $5,000 winner. And again, shout out to the big Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway. Today on the Tory Lowe Show.
Hey, one call, that's all.
Keep your ears open. You know, you never know when it's going to happen.
All facts.
So you got to listen to the show.
So you can be $5,000 richer.
And like I said, if you haven't been entered in to win, you can still do our poll.
All
we facts. Got a poll on 101.7 The Truth
YouTube.
On YouTube as we going live. It says, the question is, if your loved one commits a crime, you know, will you A, call the police, B, help them out? You know, I'm about to
aid in a bit.
I'm about to slide with you. I'm about to ride with you. Or C, don't come by my house. I don't want to know. And I ain't opening my door.
Never.
You on your own. Hey, look, hey, take the poll. Go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube and take the poll. We got some callers. Lana Banana.
Hey.
Hey, Queen.
Lana, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Queen of Kings. Thank you. It's a beautiful day, even if it was raining, it's still a beautiful day because it makes flowers and everything grow. Anyways, I would pick C because I don't want anything to do with that. don't include me in anything. Don't use my address for your letters to come to from court or anything. You know, because if it does, I'm going to say, does not live here and put it back in the mailbox. And, yes. And if you go to jail, I'm not going to bail you out. I'm not going to put any money on your books because that's like I'm saying, good job for doing something bad, you know?
Oh, wow.
So that's how I look at it, you know?
And, mistakes happen, though, you know, Queen. Mistakes happen, you know? And especially being black in the most incarcerated place. You know what I'm saying? Like, they stop and frisking brothers just on GP, and they'll lock them up. They should at least be able to call and let you know.
But that
what
ain't
transpired.
A crime if you're innocent, though.
But they locking you up. You know how many people locked up because of that?
But the question is that they committed a crime. That I'm talking about they well, went yeah. out and did something.
Technically.
We ain't talking about the extra stuff that happens with the police
and
stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
We talking about crime. They didn't did something. They done went through with the pool shiesty. They came through with the something happened.
Right,
something
right,
we don't know.
Right, right, but right. And they was locked up. You right.
Yeah, some people come through. We talking about the crime. And you heard
and doing
it.
Time.
And look, I'm in the middle of A and C.
You say you in the middle of A and C?
Yeah.
Because it depends on what happened. You know, if it depends on if it's egregious, I'm going to have to go with A.
Correct.
You know, if it's great bodily harm or if it's somebody got injured, it's messed up. I'm going with A. I'm going to throw you straight. I'm going to come straight at you.
Yeah.
But if it's something like where, you know what I mean, like, you know, I might like, hey, don't call me. Don't come by my house now.
Like your grandma.
Right.
Hey, don't come over here with that foolishness now. So I understand. I hear you. I hear you, Lana Banana. Hey, sometimes, you know, it be your close cousin. And like I said,
your
it'd be your brother or your sister.
Yeah.
Don't come over here with that foolishness.
Or your best friend.
Facts.
Yeah.
We go ahead to the lines. Al, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, to be honest, I don't really open doors for family, so I don't really worry about that. If it was a best friend, first I'm going to find out what was done. But if you did something ignorant or you was just being a colored, just to be one when I know you're smart, bright, and intelligent, then you would just have to take that on your own because I'm not going to be involved anyway. And even if they do show up at my house, I'm going to tell them maybe they're at your house because there's only one person that lives in my house, so don't come to my house with their foolishness.
Mm.
That's what I would say because I have a very short patience. for Bull Sugar Honey Iced Tea. So you know, I'm not gonna open the door, or I'm not gonna say don't come to my house. You're gonna deal with that on your own, and don't call me for collect calls. I'm not giving you $10 a month or nothing. So you might want to get you some pen pal fans or some of them girls up north so they can put money on your books and canteen, because you're gonna need somewhere to go when you get out.
Oh wow. hold on.
So that's about it.
Is there any situation where you might choose B to help him out,
bruh?
Well, if he was fighting it, I mean, if it was like a self-defense or something like that, like, you know, that's totally different. But if you just say, you know, you rob somebody, well, we don't steal, we don't do that.
Come on.
We don't rock like that, because we better than that, and we have options.
Mm.
Just like they do on the first when they get women from the welfare building. We got options, so we're not going to do all that.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, but if it's something like you out here committing crimes, you're going to have to deal with that on your own. I don't even want it to touch my dough. So you're going to have to worry about that on your own. But if it's something like self-defense, or, you know, he had to shoot a police because he thought a police was going to shoot him,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to have to be 10 toes down for him.
Right.
Because people like to lie. But if he's honest, okay, I can rock with you. But if it's some ignorance, oh, you're going to have to take that role by yourself. You might want to call a Jesus, and maybe he can help you.
Oh, so, wow.
I don't know what to say on that. So, all right, have a good weekend.
All right.
You too. Be safe.
Thank you for tapping in. Markina. Markina, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Hello, my beautiful people. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Queen.
Blessings. How you doing, Queen?
Wonderful. First of all, I want to thank God first, and then Gruber, for my winnings that I'm going to get today.
I know, that's right.
I'm
claim
in,
me.
Y'all.
You listening.
I'm claim me.
Yes, yes, yes. Continue. But anyway, I would use both. It depends on the situation. It really does depend on the situation. But one thing they're not going to do is come to my door. Not going to come to my door. I will help them by talking to him and finding out what's going on. Ain't no cameras, no loose people coming to my door anytime about whatever that situation was. I love the person, but they are not going to come try to hide anywhere up in my house or anything. I don't want to be involved either.
I just need to lay low. Hold on, wait a minute. I just need to lay low.
Oh, you can't lay low. Lay low somewhere else. lay low somewhere else.
I just need a few days to figure it out.
She said, just
no,
get away from
no
me.
No way. For one, if it's a family member, they're going to know one of the first family members to look for. If I'm your mama, they're going to look at my house.
Oh, they definitely coming
no,
to the,
no.
Yeah. Either the mama or the baby mama.
Yeah. All
get
facts.
On.
All facts.
But,
or grandma.
Yep. Yeah, but I would, yeah, well, yes, they would try that, but she wouldn't let that happen either if she was still here. But no way would I let them in my door. No way would I take on their problem. They made a choice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, how they got to that choice, was it something that happened that forced them to do something? Or was it just something that they decided to be a part of, period?
Right. But that weighs
it depends
in.
On
that weighs
story.
In on what if you're going to choose A, B, or C.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, yes, I would help them mentally as best as I could. And then also encourage them to turn themselves in.
Hey.
Yeah.
If they want to ride, I might do that.
You gonna ride them over there,
yeah,
to like the first dish,
yeah. And I'm gonna pray for you,
yeah.
I agree. You know,
absolutely.
Like I said, you got it. Depend. Look, a lot of this depends on the circumstances.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate you for tapping in, Markina. Hey, look, have a blessed, fun, safe weekend.
Salute, Queen.
Appreciate you for tapping in today. I'll say this: I had to walk a lot of people down to the first district, and a lot of families want to turn their family members
facts.
In, but they don't want their loved one to get killed in
period.
The process. So
yeah.
I had to go get a lot of people that was on the news hiding mm-hmm. at the park in the bushes. I had to come down,
right.
go in the bushes, talk to them because they didn't want to go
yeah.
by themselves.
They were scared.
So I turned a lot of people in because the families, they wanted to turn them in, but they didn't want them to, get, to you
yeah.
know, they don't trust
mm-hmm.
that process of in custody and all of that. So I have done that multiple times.
Right.
And when I see families operate like that, I think that that's the best thing to do.
It is.
Because the more they hide, the more, if, even if they didn't do it or if it was questionable, that doesn't factor in well when it comes to court.
All facts. Because
why did you run? Why was you hiding?
Right.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you'd be like, okay, well, if I go in, I'm going to still get treated the same way.
Right.
But if you, something, you're being accused of something and it's not true, it's just best to go up in there.
It is. Not only that, I think it also.
Because whatever's going to happen, going to happen.
Yeah, but it also teaches, you know, right and wrong. Even if it was a mistake or whatever, you telling your loved one that you have to take accountability. You know, if it wasn't you, you know, we gonna rock through this whole process to make sure you have what it is that you need if you're saying that that wasn't you. And we gonna try to prove that it wasn't you, you know.
Hey, look, we in the polls, as we go live on YouTube, I'm looking at the poll right now, and there's been, A, you was at 50%.
Okay.
A, I'm gonna call the police, but now, don't come by my house is at 50%.
Damn.
Helping them out is at 6%.
Hey, well, they,
so
I
it ain't
mean,
too much
it makes
help
sense.
Out here for
if you
foolishness.
Don't, if you don't go to somebody's house, they again, what they don't know, they can't tell.
Not really. A city girl says, don't come by my house. Don't come over my house.
Damn.
I don't want nothing to do with it.
Hey, Felix said, accusations.
Hey, look, 0437 says, C, don't come by my house. And 2134 says, A, I'm going to call the police, and C, don't come by my house. So not only don't come by my house, since I heard about it, I'm going to call the police. Hey, look, when we come back, hey, we're going to have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound.
One on one, serving the truth. Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown in studio.
Hey, yo.
On this beautiful Friday.
Beautiful Friday. I mean, absolutely gorgeous.
Hey, look, we got Minister Kevin in the chat. He went out and hugged the tree.
He went and hugged a tree. Salute. Minister Kevin, we love you.
Hey.
You ain't take your shoes off, but, you know, it was your first time. So
oh, wait, I was supposed to take my shoes off?
Yes. You got to get grounded.
Oh.
But, hey, it was your first time, so you still, it felt good, though, right?
Yeah.
See? That's all I'm saying. But next time, to get the full effect, you take your shoes off. You know what I'm saying?
And then you got to meditate for
it. It was a cold day when I did it, though.
Okay.
It was cold outside, so yeah. I was just trying to do it and be on my way.
Mm.
Again, that's still good.
Cause I noticed the water. I was like, all right, let me go. I had my little coffee. Let me go sit by the water for a little bit, and
that's
then
what
I saw a small tree. I was like, all right, let me go give it a little hug.
Yeah, give him a little love.
So I guess I got to take my shoes off to get grounded.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, look, we gonna get back to the question of the day. So if you out there and it's nice outside, if you see a tree, show us some love.
Show us some love.
And thank Elizabeth Brown for putting that out there in the ether.
Because you're not only giving the tree love, it's giving you love, and it takes away stress and stuff like that too, Truth Nation. So
All right. Hey, look, I'm trying to get used to it. I'm getting, you know,
you're getting used to
you know, it's a lot of things mature, I'm trying to figure this out.
Hey, we're gonna get it right together.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. I got a question for Truth Nation, and I need y'all to go to 1017 The Truth and subscribe, too.
Yes.
You know, but I need y'all to answer this question because we got a poll right now, and it's going up right now. And the question is, if your loved one commits a crime, listen to what I'm saying, commits a crime.
Right.
Will you, A, call the police, B, help them out, or C, don't come by my house? I don't want to know. I don't want nothing to do with it. We're going to head to the lines. Adam, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Yes, sir. I was going in the store when I heard you mention Biden. I want to give Biden some love And I want to know what you guys are going to do when Trump and the Republicans get rid of the Civil Rights Act and vote them out just like they did that Roe v. Wade Act.
See, that's fear mongering. Why do you like Biden? Why do you like Biden? Because you always throw it off on Trump. As a black person, I want to know why you like Biden. I want to know why you like Biden.
Let me just say this to you. Why you like Trump, a guy that...
That ain't the question. And I like when people talk like this. You talking with this steam. You came on with the steam. Hold on. Listen. Hold on.
Well, I know you got the upper hand.
I don't got the upper hand. Because it's your decision. Hold on. No, it ain't. It's your decision. It's your decision. Just like my decision is mine. Why do you like Joe Biden?
And got bankrupt on the casino.
No, listen. Why do you like Joe Biden? Can you answer the question?
Oh, I said, listen, all you got to do is go to YouTube, all the jobs and stuff that man is doing.
Why do you like Joe Biden? Why do you like him? Can you talk to me about why you personally like Joe Biden?
As a person?
No, why do you like
him? Because I looked out, I'm reading and looking at all the things you've done for black people.
What has he done?
All of that. Jobs.
What jobs? What's
the job?
We just lost 400 jobs this last week. Almost 400 jobs this last week.
That was a hit and miss thing, but look at the job he created.
Okay, what job did he create?
Oh, he created, I don't know, I'm retired.
I'm just listening. Hey, I'm not going to give you no pushback. I'm not even going to give you no pushback. I just want to hear.
The bigger that head black people, and you'll talk that way?
No, I'm just listening. I'm listening to you.
I got a lot of things I can say about that guy. Like I said,
and we've been waiting.
The other one, I'm gonna give you another. You were talking right through me. Like I said, he had a casino. He got broke running on in a casino. Got bankrupt in a casino.
How old are you, if I can ask, King? How old are you?
82.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Hey, look, I'm just asking, you know. I ain't giving nobody no pushback on none of this. I've been asking this question for 3 years, and I just want to know, you know. And don't think we finna get into it.
Not at all.
Because I need Truth Nation to hear. Facts. You know, I need to hear.
Facts.
Maybe help me out. Maybe I missed something. Yeah. You know?
What are jobs?
Black Conscious. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Salute, King.
Knowledge of self and self-awareness.
Blessings,
my brother. My sister. I'm blacker than black because I'm black, y'all.
Hey.
And Brother Z, you should play Police coming straight from the underground. I respect to hear that one. Listen, man, it's sad to hear the numbers that is coming back now, this is a hypothetical question, right? But when it comes down to the love of your loved one, especially if it's someone close to you, you don't know what you're going to do. Mm. So stop hypothetically speaking straight out. And I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about...
No, it's individual. They can say... what their individual reaction would be, because we don't know.
No. That's the point I'm making. I'm not arguing with, but what I'm saying is you're capping because we're so quick to throw people away, especially our loved ones. But we're willing to help some stranger... of another race, some pink toes.
The illegal migrants.
We will help our own. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to call the police because they're already in trouble, but I am going to try to find a means of ways to help them get through that trouble, if not some help. So telling them, don't call me and all this, that's our problem as a black folks.
Well, it's leading the polls right now at 53%.
We're so quick. That's because we're so quick to throw people away. Until it comes time for us needing some help, whatever help that is. And then you want to be like, there ain't nobody here for me. No, help that person get some help. Talk to them and help them see their way.
Get them an attorney.
In order for them to make this correction on the problem that they are in. Because running from it ain't going to do anything.
No, it ain't.
But make it worse. Calling the cops on them is going to make it worse. But if you can help get them to the help they need, get them in a situation where they're okay and safe to deal with the consequences of their actions is the way to go. My two cents. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So you saying that you choosing B?
I'm choosing B to help get them the help that they need.
You gonna help them out?
The other two, help them out and getting them to the help that they need. Not harboring them, not hiding them, not going in, because this is only prolonging the situation that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at least trying to talk to their conscious side of them, because, no, man, you did this. You do the crime, you got to do the time. I don't care what it is. And we're not talking if they're rightfully, wrongfully accused and all that, because that wasn't the question.
The question right. is, if they committed a crime, this is if they committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently you ain't good at this, because now you in a situation where
Facts.
You got caught.
Facts. You know what? I just had that conversation with a young man 2 days ago. I'm like,
so now it's time to make a career change.
All facts.
And here's the opportunity, a state paid vacation that's going to help you possibly get you
on
a
track.
New career
yeah.
of something, a trade or something to help you get better and leave that situation, that past behind you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Salute to that. So,
all right. Hey, that's.
I mean, live righteous Milwaukee.
That's a great insight.
Love people.
Be safe, King. Happy Friday.
All right. Have a great weekend. 5092 says, I'm helping family hide. Unless it's anything regarding children, then I'm telling. If it's something got something to do with kids, I'm telling. 9069 says, why is everybody saying he? These women out here doing crazy things as well. They even doing strange things for a little change. Which is illegal.
And they ain't telling that.
Hey, look.
Because where they getting the change from?
Look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay like that right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have the perfect way for you to kick off your Memorial Day weekend. We're excited to announce our Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes Happy Hour Mixer. This sophisticated event takes place Friday, May 24th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Gibraltar MKE. Indulge in delicious cocktails, great conversations, and unforgettable memories with all of Truth Nation. Don't miss out on the fun. Join us for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes Friday, May 24th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Gibraltar MKE, located at 131 North Jackson Street. That's 131 North Jackson Street, downtown Milwaukee. We're mixing it up with you all summer long. Hey, look.
Hey.
I'm about to go over there and join the conversation with Sherwin.
You know what I'm saying? Like, check it out. See
Tough.
What it do.
Look, question of the day. If your loved one, you know, somebody that you know, somebody that's close to you, commits a crime.
Yeah.
Are you A, calling the police, B, don't help them out.
Don't help them out.
Or C, don't come by my house. Okay. And we got the poll. Let me check the poll on 1017 The Truth as we stream live on YouTube. Okay, calling the police is at 39%.
Okay.
Helping them out didn't run up after Black Conscious made his case. It didn't boost it up to 11%.
Hey, okay.
C, don't come by my house is at a strong 50%.
Okay.
Strong 50.
So they don't want no parts of it.
Hey, look, I don't even want to know.
Okay.
I don't want to know.
Bruh.
If hey. You keep it on the line.
Hey, look, we go ahead to the lines. Eddie. You on the new 1017 The Truth, tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory. Good day, Elizabeth. How you doing today?
Hey,
hey Eddie.
Eddie.
Happy Friday. How you doing?
Now, look, Eddie, you Italian.
Okay.
You Italian now, Eddie. So it's a lot of mob movies out there.
Come on.
It's a lot of.
What you going to do? You telling?
Know, you know, The Godfather. You know, all these movies.
Okay, here's the gag. Here's the gag. If it's something egregious, like, let's say I had an uncle and he had child pornography that he was manufacturing and there were 31 kids involved, then I'm not helping him. I'm saying, you got to go to jail. But if he was in a bar fight and a guy started it and he punched the guy and the guy hit the ground and died, I'd have no problem looking the other way on something like that, because I know the law, and I hate to say this, I'm 96% pro-law enforcement, but I also know that the law kind of protects who it wants to protect, because I've seen it in my own life, okay? So if a DA likes you, or he knows your brother, or he golfs with somebody that you went to Marquette High with,
I've seen that before.
That's a different, we see it all the time. That's a different case.
With theater and
if you stand up, if you stand up to one of his friend's brothers who's a bookie and doesn't want to pay out when he loses bets, that would be a different prosecution. So I understand that everything we were taught as kids about justice being blind and everybody's righteous and they would never convict a guilty man, that's not true at all. They do what they want to do, and I hate to say it because I'm 96% pro-law enforcement, okay? But should a man get in a fight that he didn't start, somebody punches him, he punches back, the guy hits the floor, has a aneurysm or embolism and die. If my friend came to me or my relative, I would say nothing more than there's a box in the garage with your name on it and to get out of town. Okay.
Oh,
that's
wow.
it. I mean, justice isn't always within the law. It just isn't. When I was younger, I believed that everybody was righteous and, you know, the DA would never send innocent men to jail if they knew they were innocent. None of that is true.
Facts.
I mean, I was living in a lie. I was living a delusion that I saw on, like, Perry Mason and old, you know, court shows and old cop shows about people being righteous and letting the innocent free. That is not true at all. That's not the way it works. So would I help somebody? I would figure what I would think is right and wrong and what's righteous. And if that isn't what the law thought it was, too bad. I've got my own conscience. I'm fair about everything. And like I said, if it was something super egregious, then I couldn't help. But like I said, if it was something I thought wasn't the world's biggest deal or the bar fight that, you know, if there was an accident, then I could help. I could absolutely help.
So Eddie,
you know, I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Eddie, somebody on the chat, in the chat while we're going live, says, Eddie, if someone steals your paintbrushes, are you going to turn them in?
They're dead. They're dead. I mean, those paintbrushes are as much as $12 a piece. Somebody's going to die for that, okay?
So your answer is B, most likely, if you may help them out.
It depends. Like I said, it depends. But I would have no problem if I didn't think the act was super egregious. And or like I said, the bar fight where somebody accidentally gets killed and they're going to go to jail for 14 years on a manslaughter charge, even though they didn't start the fight. I mean, sometimes you have to, as a man, decide what's righteous, because the law always doesn't look out for justice. It looks out for prosecutions. It looks out for power. And I hate to say that. I hate to say it, because I think that we need a law-abiding society. I mean, I think that applies to everybody else, not me. I don't want to be law-abiding, but I want everybody else to.
Oh, wow.
So with that being said, yeah.
But you ready to kill somebody over your paintbrushes that cost $12?
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Somebody in the talk to text says, ask him where the gloves and the shovel is.
Ask him where the gloves and the shovel. Oh, I get it, because I'm Italian.
Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa.
Right? And a bag of lye?
Hey.
Where's the body? Eddie's Italian, so he must be burying bodies all over Milwaukee. Is that right? Is that what it is, Tony?
Hey,
because I'm Italian? Because I'm full of pasta?
I'm just reading the talk to text.
He said because he's full of pasta.
Because I'm full of pasta.
Bruh.
All right, guys, I'll let you go, okay?
All right. Be safe,
hey,
Eddie.
Have a good weekend. Eddie. God bless Bye-bye. You. Hey. All right, look, we're going to run the break. When we come back, hey, I need y'all to keep listening, because we do have the Gruber Law Office's big 5K giveaway.
Ooh.
So y'all got to stay tapped in, because if we call and you don't answer the phone, we got to move on to somebody else.
No doubt.
So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay?
One call, that's all.
Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.